Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3456 BN. Today's date is September 22nd, 2024, and the title of the episode is Deep State Reveals Their Election Plans, Election Roadblocks in Place, Music is About to Stop. Let's talk about our health. Speaking of digestive issues, this is caused by a potential toxin that's in all of the, quote, healthy foods that scientists have been telling us to eat with a fraudulent food pyramid for the longest time. And this potential toxin causes digestive issues, according to Dr. Gundry, a world-renowned cardiologist. This is affecting millions of people nationwide. Warning signs include weight gain, fatigue, digestive discomfort, and stiff joints, even skin problems. Well, Dr. Gundry explains these side effects are often mistaken for normal signs of aging because digestive issues develop usually over a matter of years and sometimes even decades. I can assure you that the damage is probably caused by these healthy foods and it is far from normal. The good news is you can easily help fix a problem from your own home. It's very simple. You just have to know which foods are actually healthy and which contain the hidden potential toxin. So you can find this yourself at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. Or click the link in the description because after years of research, Dr. Gundry has decided to release an informative video to the public free and uninterrupted, showcasing exactly which foods you need to avoid. Go find that video at gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22. That is gutcleanseprotocol.com/X22, or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now starting to reveal their plan. Now, we know their election plan is to actually create as many ballots as possible, use the post office. Say the post office can't handle the amount of mail-ins and try to delay the election so they can actually produce the ballots that they need to win the election. And they will do all of this off camera. They will do this outside of the election centers where the poll watchers, the lawyers are watching. They will try to pull this off. This is one of their plans. It's pre-election plan. This is what they're trying to do because they're trying to copy what they did back in 2020. The problem with this time around, they don't have the people afraid. They don't have the people in their homes. They don't have the people scared to go outside because of some type of pandemic. And this is going to be a major, major problem. Plus, they actually had a candidate where people were going to actually vote for him, and that was Biden at the time. Even though he was hiding in the basement, even though he didn't really want to do rallies, he hid behind the whole entire COVID thing because everyone knew in his administration he would not be able to get the people to the rallies compared to Trump. And they were able to make up the difference. Remember, there were still people voting for him. If they didn't create those ballots, of course, we would see a red wave and Trump would have won because he never got those votes. This time around, pre-election, and this is part of their plan, they have Kamala. They took Biden out because people weren't voting for him. His poll numbers were very, very low and he was very, very difficult to deal with and they needed to get rid of him. So they brought in Kamala, who will do whatever Obama wants her to do because that's who we originally wanted from the very, very beginning. The problem with Kamala is that her poll numbers are even lower than Biden's number. Even when they show the rallies, these are the same people they bus in all the time. They come in from out of state. They pay these people. These are not real rallies, especially with the rallies with entertainers. They're trying to convince people that, yes, she's a real candidate, but she's a created candidate, which the fake news created, which the corrupt politicians created, which corporations, Hollywood, they created this individual. And the people, they're really not going along with this. The problem with Kamala right now is all these poll numbers that they're putting out. And you have to remember why they're putting these poll numbers where it's very, very close. Oh, slim margins. Oh, Harris is a little bit ahead of Trump. Trump's a little bit. They do this because they need to convince you later on when they cheat that, look, the reason why she won is because the polls were very, very close. But when you break the polls down and you actually look at it, you can see they've been doing a lot of oversampling. These aren't the true polls. And her polls are a lot worse than they're actually admitting. When you look at the internal polls, they're in trouble. And this is going to be a major problem with their pre-plan because their pre-plan needs an individual that can actually have votes where people were going to vote for this person because they don't want to make up all the ballots because that would look very, very suspicious, wouldn't it? And if you actually started to do audits and you really started to look at these ballots, you would notice right away that there is a major, major problem. Remember, during the 2020 election, they hid everything. They made sure that people didn't see the original ballots. They didn't want people to see the original ballots because if you see the original ballots, you would see the cheating. Now, we have certain states that have laws now that say we're going to count whatever the machines tell us. Then we're going to count the original ballots. We're going to take a look at them and compare the two results. This is something they really don't want. So they know that this plan is not going to work the way it worked in 2020, which means they're either going to have to swap Kamala out and bring in another candidate that is halfway decent, try to sneak that person in, or stay with Kamala and use their post tactic. I think they're going to have to use their post tactic either way. Now, remember what their post tactic is. They want to make sure that Trump doesn't hold office. They held his sentencing off till after the election. They are talking about an insurrection. They're talking about chaos once again. They're even talking about what happens if there is some type of an event at the Capitol and there are certain representatives, either in the House or in the Senate. What happens if they are killed? Can we certify the election? I do believe they're already letting you know that they're going to create chaos. They might even attempt to murder people to make sure Trump doesn't get in office, because once that person is killed, how do you certify the election? There would be an incredible amount of chaos, and they would be able to hold this off for a long period of time. Plus, they're also going to do what? They're also going to push war at the same time. Remember, it's not like one thing's happening and then another thing's happening. All of these things are going to be happening all at once. We're going to see the economy break down. We're going to see the market most likely have a correction, probably before and after the election. People are going to lose jobs. This is all during the same period here. We're going to see most likely a cyber attack. Events occur to say the elections have been manipulated. We don't know if we can certify the elections. And then when the elections are trying to be certified, they can go ahead and create the chaos and try to gun down certain individuals to hold off the certification process. Because remember what Trump has done. He has forced them to create a law that says no longer can the vice president, which is Kamala Harris, even if she becomes the acting president, she's still the vice president, and she doesn't have the ability to say, hold up, we're going to return these results back to the states because we don't believe that these results that we're receiving right now are on the up and up. Remember, the Democrats put a law in place that said, no, the vice president doesn't have that ability anymore. So they have to figure out another way to stop the certification process. And it looks like they're already revealing their plan. And you could see how all of this is now connected. It's not like one or the other. All of this is connected together to create the atmosphere that we're going to war, to create the atmosphere that a foreign entity interfered in the election, to create the atmosphere that they manipulated the results, to create the atmosphere that we have chaos because the Trump supporters are angry because Trump is actually the winner, but they won't certify the election. And now we have Trump supporters out on the streets. We have the illegals, Antifa, out on the streets because they're pissed off because Trump actually won. And this is how they're going to create the chaos. And I wouldn't be surprised if all these individuals, and I don't believe it's going to be the Trump supporters. I do believe it's going to be people dressed up as Trump supporters and Antifa and illegals. I wouldn't be surprised if they stormed the Capitol, if they stormed different buildings in D.C. to create this chaos and have the lawmakers run for their lives. And I wouldn't be surprised if something happens. I do believe this is what they wanted during the first insurrection that they staged. I do believe they actually wanted certain lawmakers to be gunned down. And it wasn't going to be the Trump supporters. It was going to be the deep state operatives. They were going to kill certain lawmakers. And I do believe they're already prepping and preparing for this, for the election that's coming up. Now, a lot of people are saying that they would never do that. I mean, can you imagine if they actually went ahead? Well, what do you think they just did to Trump? Do you really think it was these patsies that were actually firing at Trump? Yes, they might have been firing, but remember, they're the ones who weren't going to hit Trump. They were going to have their sharpshooters that were going to take out Trump. So they're already in process of doing this. So this is not that big of a stretch right now. And coming out of Stars and Stripes, they're already telling you that this is their plan. They love to dictate and they love to project out there exactly what they're going to do before they do it. And you can see that all of this now is coming together. But as this all happens at the same time, we're starting to see their entire internal system where they bribe and blackmail people. It is completely and utterly falling apart. And remember, Diddy is connected to Epstein. Epstein's connected to Diddy. And it's connected to many other individuals and those individuals that are actually controlling this. Yes, Diddy ran the same type of operation for, you know, Hollywood and the music industry. Epstein ran this for political operatives, Hollywood, and corporations where they actually trapped these people. They blackmailed these people, and these people had to do their bidding. And remember, it's not just Epstein. It's not just Diddy. It's those people that have been orchestrating all this behind the curtain. Those are the real people that we need to get to. Yes, these are the front of the operation, but the people behind the scenes, they're the ones who are pulling all the strings. They are the masters. They are the puppet masters who pull the strings, who allow all of this to happen. And it looks like the music is about to stop, and the deep state players, they are now panicking over this. There are certain individuals in the music industry that are panicking over this. There are people in Hollywood that are panicking over this. So what this really means is you're going to see a lot of these people that are caught in all of this who are panicking. They're going to come out in full force for Kamala. All the people in corporations, those people that are corrupt in politics, those head people in Hollywood, they're all going to come out for Kamala. The intelligence agencies, those people that are no longer in government, they're going to come out for Kamala because they were all behind this. They're all involved in this. And that should tell you everything you need to know. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's start off with what is happening with those people that are now resigning, because now we have the president of Boeing Defense, Space, and Security. He is now leaving the company. Rutgers University president announced his departure following backlash over handling anti-Jewish campus protests. So you can see people are already jumping ship right now. They're not holding steady. Normally, when the deep state was in control, they wouldn't step down. Most of these people would stay in the in place. But now you can see people now are now jumping ship. I do believe we're going to see a lot more resignations, a lot more people say, you know something, I'm out of this. I'm not dealing with this anymore. And with Trump continually putting out the message, listen, if you assist in any way in helping steal this next election, you're just going to jail. And I think a lot of the lower level people, they're going to be jumping ship because they don't want to be involved in this. And I think this is also going to make it very, very difficult for these people to cheat in the election. Because remember, it's not just the machines. It's not just the ballots. You need the people on the ground to actually control the situation at all the different voting centers. And if they don't have control over all of this and they don't have the ability to push people back and they don't have the ability to feed all this in, this is going to be very, very difficult for them. Because if you lose those people, how do you carry this out? It becomes very, very difficult. And I do believe this is why they have a pre-plan and a post-plan, just like in 2020. But this time they took it to the nth degree, where they're now basically expanding on their plan to make sure that Trump never, ever, ever gets into office, which I do believe is going to completely and utterly fail. And I do believe Cash might be right, because he said during an interview that most likely Biden will probably step down and Kamala will probably become the acting president to try to give her a bump or as a consolation prize where, hey, look, see, you're finally president now. You're acting president, but we're going to have to swap you out for another candidate because you're just not polling very well. And they might say, hey, maybe something happened with Iran giving her all the information about Trump's campaign, or maybe something else will happen where she might just have to step down because of personal, or maybe she's ill, or maybe some other reason. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But when you look at Hunter Biden, they have now delayed his sentencing to after the election, and this is supposed to be December 4th. So, which means Biden, if he steps down pre-election, he will have the ability then to pardon his son before he's even sentenced, which I do believe most likely he will. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that all these migrants coming in, all these different children coming in, they're actually now just passing the migrants. I think what they really want them to do is get through the education system, graduate these schools, and put them on the fast track to become citizens. And you could see this out in Chicago, because Chicago Public Schools teachers say they were told by administrators to give migrant students passing grades. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, huge scandal unfolding in Chicago Public Schools. Chicago elementary teachers have come forward alleging that the administrators instructed them they have to give migrant students a passing grade of 70% in every subject. Teachers say they spoke no Spanish, the kids speak no English, and this presented serious challenges. The CEO of Chicago Public Schools went on record just a few weeks ago and claimed the migrant students are held to the same standard as all other students. It's estimated there are between 9,000 to 17,000 migrant students in Chicago Public Schools. And yes, you could see the deep state players. They just want these people to graduate. They want to put them on a fast track to becoming citizens. They don't care if they have skills or not, because remember, this is their population that they want. They want this population that they can control. And this is why they're pushing this agenda very, very hard. And you can see it is the great replacement theory, and it's no longer a theory. It's actually happening. And you can see there's countries now that are now reversing course, and they are no longer accepting the illegals. They're actually deporting the illegals. If you look at Hungary, you look at the Netherlands, you could see this is happening. The Netherlands, they have become the first EU country to demand it can opt out of migration rules to ensure it can provide housing, healthcare, and education to its citizens. So they're already opting out right now, and you're going to see a lot of countries now start to do the same exact thing. And this is the deep state players' worst nightmare, because they need all these countries to continually take these illegals in. Because again, if you're going to replace the population and actually transform the country and have the people that you want in there, and you have the people that will do your bidding, you can't have countries reversing the policies. And again, this is their worst nightmare. And you know what else is their worst nightmare? The exposure of Diddy, the exposure of Epstein, and it's getting worse and worse. And what's very interesting is that Hollywood, musicians, all of a sudden, they're starting to delete all the ex posts that actually had to do with Diddy. And you could see Usher, he deleted all his ex posts following Diddy revelations. Pink now has decided, you know what, I'm just deleting every single post here. And they're basically pretending that, hey, see, we had nothing to do with Diddy. But again, the internet is forever. It doesn't go away. The posts are still there, because all you got to do is go back to the Wayback Machine. But even worse than that, remember, Twitter used to run cover for them. Twitter used to protect them. But now they don't have the deep state controlling Twitter. Elon controls X, which means Elon has the ability to actually produce all of these posts and bring them to light. Because if you really look at X right now, it has now become a crime scene, because Diddy was on it. There are others that were on it. They were involved in all this. And actually, if you really look at this, the deep state players, they're panicking right now. They're scared because information is coming out. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to stop it every step of the way. And what's very interesting is Diddy now is placed on suicide watch, as a video shows a porn star saying that, listen, I was a sex slave. And we talked about that on Thursday. So this is not going very, very well for the deep state players. And again, do you think they want Diddy alive to talk? Or do you think they're going to try to remove Diddy just like they did with Epstein? Remember, Epstein didn't kill himself. And I don't think Diddy's going to kill himself. But I think the deep state will. And I do believe that the music is about to stop. And that reminds me of Post 2262. September 21st, 2018. It says, music is about to stop, with a phone number. And this phone number is to the White House. So that is very, very interesting. And I do believe this is going to lead all the way up to the White House with Biden, Kamala, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest. They're all involved in this. They're all involved with Haiti. They're all involved with human trafficking, child trafficking. They're all involved with pedophilia. So I do believe this is about to come down all around them, and it's building and building. And remember, timing is everything. I do believe with everything that's coming out right now, all of a sudden, you're going to see the information from that black book. I do believe that is going to be produced, and people are going to be shocked when they start to see who's involved with Epstein. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's other black books that maybe Diddy has, and those will probably see the light of day too, which is going to be very, very interesting. But the other thing that's really interesting is you could see how the deep state players, how they created their propaganda networks. And that's exactly what they are. They are their propaganda networks. The Rabbit Hole put this out and said, only 3.4% of journalists are Republicans as of 2022, which is very, very interesting. So basically what the Rabbit Hole did was it went back in time and showed everyone, okay, let's go back to 1971. We had 35% of reporters, journalists, they were Democrat. 25% were Republican. 32% were independent. That was in 1971. Let's fast forward to 2013. 2013, what did we have? 28% Democrat, 7% Republican. So it went from 25% down to 7%, 50% independent, and other is 14%. 2022, 36% Democrat, 3.4% Republican, 51% independent, 8% other. This is how they created their propaganda outlets, and it's becoming very, very clear. And the other thing that's becoming very clear is they have now started their communication blackout. They're going after one of the biggest platforms where people can tell the truth, and that is X. And you could see that they want X shut down completely. Doji Designer put this out on X and said, Elon Musk endorses Trump, and then this happens. Secret Service probes Elon over a joke he posted. California governor wants to take legal action against Elon for posting a meme. FAA proposed $633,000 in civil penalties against SpaceX. SEC intends to seek sanctions against Elon in Twitter probe. You think they're going after X because Elon is on the side of Trump? Absolutely. If Elon said, listen, I'm not for Trump, none of these things would have been happening. And it wouldn't be happening in Brazil. It wouldn't be happening anywhere. And they're not just going after X. They're going after Telegram. They're going after Rumble. They're going after True Social. Because in the end, they can't have platforms that they don't control telling the truth. So they're going to try to shut down as much as they possibly can. But you could see a huge victory has happened out in Ireland. And Michael Schellenberger put this out on X and said, massive free speech victory. Ireland's government has abandoned its proposed hate speech laws, which would have allowed the police to enter homes and search phones and computers for wrongthink. This wonderful news that gives us momentum to beat back totalitarianism worldwide. And he's absolutely right. And the people must continually fight back because, again, who's deciding what is hateful? Because what's hateful for one group is not hateful for another. And especially in this country, the United States, we have free speech. The founding fathers knew from the very, very beginning, you can't say, hey, you have free speech except for this hateful speech, because what's hateful for one group is not hateful for the other. For example, during the time of the colonists, anything that you said against the British government, that was hateful. But did the colonists believe that was hateful? Absolutely not. They were calling out the British government. Fast forward to today, we're calling out our tyrannical government. And we're pointing at things saying, you know something? What you told us about COVID is false. What these doctors are saying, it is not true. Well, they could say that's hateful for the doctors. Oh, the entire push for trans and pronouns. Yes, they could say that's hateful for the trans group. But again, with everyone else, we don't care. And if you don't like it and you don't like what someone's saying, you don't have to listen. That's the beauty of it. But again, the deep state players, they want you to only go along with their narrative. And anything that's outside of their narrative, it's called hate speech. And we can see that this is now failing across the world. And this will continue to fail as time goes on. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that we know that Trump, he created Space Force. And he said the next battle is going to be out in space. And he says he would like to reach Mars before the end of his term. And he's calling on Elon, let's go. Let's get these rocket ships ready and let's go to Mars. Take a listen to what he said here.
And now we're leading in space over Russia and China. They were killing us when I took over, and now we're leading. But military, we're going to reach, and it's my plan. I'll talk to Elon. Elon, get those rocket ships going, because we want to reach Mars before the end of my term. We want to do it. And we want to have also great military protection in space, because that's where it's going to be at.
This is very interesting, because this reminds me of Kennedy when he said that we're going to go to the moon. And now we have Trump saying we're going to go to Mars. So this is very, very interesting. And again, he created Space Force. And I do believe Space Force was used for many other things. Again, it monitors the internet around the globe. And it can capture data very, very easily. And I do believe Space Force was used during the 2020 presidential election. And I do believe moving forward, we're going to see a lot of things change, especially out in space. I do believe what the deep state players have been doing is that they've been keeping us back. Remember, they weren't pushing for people to go into outer space. They weren't pushing for improving the infrastructure, improving anything. They kept everything pretty much status quo. And they didn't want any type of improvement, because in the end, what were they going to do? They were going to destroy everything that you know today, rebuild it the way they want it, these smart cities. And they never wanted people traveling. They don't want people going to space. They don't want people leaving their little areas. And I think with Trump in office, the gloves are going to come off, and we're going to see a world that they've been hiding from us for a very, very long time. And I think this is what Trump is pointing to, that we're going to have interplanetary travel, and this world, the way we know it today, is going to completely and utterly change. Now, the other thing that we see is war now is picking up in the Middle East. We could see it's going to happen in Ukraine, because again, Ukraine doesn't have the upper hand there. And every time the deep state sees themselves losing, what do? They push for war. They push for a false flag. And I do believe this is exactly what we're going to see out in Ukraine. And I do believe what Israel is doing right now, it is going after the state-funded terrorists and destroying their communication network, destroying the terrorists, and actually putting them in submission, just like Trump did with the Islamic State. Remember, under Obama, he took the power away from the military, told the military, this is where I want you to bomb, and the Islamic State did what? They expanded in Syria, and it got worse and worse. Trump came in, gave the ability back to the military. The military said, okay, now we're calling the shots. They destroyed the Islamic State in no time. So the military and Trump, they destroyed the state-funded terrorists. I do believe Trump, Netanyahu, Putin, Xi, and the rest, they're doing the same exact thing. They are now going after the state-funded terrorists. Remember, the deep state players, they created the terrorist groups. Trump and the Patriots now are destroying the terrorist groups. And what's very interesting is that the devices that Hezbollah got, well, Israel didn't intercept the devices. They actually created the devices. Unbeknownst to Hezbollah, Israel had been secretly manufacturing the pagers that Hezbollah was buying for years. So this wasn't just done yesterday. This was a plan that was put into motion a long time ago. The Taiwanese company Gold Apollo had contracted with a company called BAC Consulting in Hungary to manufacture the pagers. BAC Consulting was one of the three shell companies that Israel created to mask the true manufacturer of the communication equipment. BAC Consulting created a real pagers for numerous customers to create the perception of a legitimate company in order to get picked up for the contract to produce the pagers for Hezbollah. The pagers manufactured for Hezbollah were separate from those made for other clients, the report said. The pagers that Hezbollah received contained batteries laced with the explosive PETN and began shipping in 2022. So that is very, very interesting. Now think about it. This was out of Hungary. Who is the president of Hungary? Oh, that's right. It's Viktor Orban. That is very, very interesting. So this was planned quite a while ago. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is right now Ukraine, they are losing against Russia. The forces in Ukraine, they're not doing well psychologically. They think everything's done for. And right now, Ukraine, they ban use of Telegram messaging app on official devices used by the government officials, military personnel, and critical workers because it believes enemy Russia can spy on both messages and users. Now, the everyday person, they're not banned from Telegram just yet, but I do believe this is just the beginning stages, and eventually what will happen is they will be banned too. But again, the reason why most likely they're banning this is because they don't want their military personnel, the officials, to see exactly what's really going on. I wouldn't be surprised if they do a complete and utter lockdown of all the social media apps in Ukraine when they prepare for their false flag event, because Ukraine is on a trajectory to lose its war with Russia, and it doesn't look good for Ukraine whatsoever. And what's very interesting is that Ukraine, they just hit a large Russia ammunition depot in the Tver region of Russia, and it was hit by Ukraine drones. Now, this site is just a few kilometers away from the other ammunition depot, which got incinerated 3 days ago. So you could see they're pushing this very, very hard. But you have to remember, Blinken, he has pushed the world into this threshold of nuclear war. And think about it. Go back to 2014. Who is involved in overthrowing the government of Ukraine? Blinken was involved. Victoria Nuland was involved. Hillary Clinton was involved. Obama was involved. Biden was involved. They're all involved in all. John Kerry was involved. And now, what are they trying to do? I do believe they're setting the stage for some false flag to justify invoking Article 5 to get NATO to invade Russia and start World War III. Think about it. The strategy now that they have put together have pushed China, Russia back together. And now we also have Russia embracing North Korea and Iran. And you could see how this is all now forming where they're getting ready for World War III. Because, again, it's going to be the West against the East. And you could see how the sides are now splitting and how they're forming right now. So I do believe they're going to probably start to kick this off very, very close to the election, or maybe right after the election. I do believe we'll see many different events during the election because, again, they need the chaos. They need confusion. They need a distraction. And I do believe Trump is going to use this to his advantage, saying, look, they're starting war. They're going to tell you they're trying to calm the situation down. They're going to tell you they're going to try to have peace. They're going to tell you that these things are happening organically, but they really aren't. It's actually the deep state that is causing all of this. And Trump is going to continually be out there telling everyone, listen, I could stop this. We don't have to go to war. They're going to try to do the same thing I'm talking about, the deep state players. But again, they're not going to stop anything. You're going to see it progress over time. It's going to get worse and worse. Just like when you look at COVID, they told you, oh, no, we got to minimize all this. So we got to do 6 feet apart. Oh, we got to minimize all this. We got to wear masks. Oh, we got to minimize this. We got to close everything down. They weren't minimizing anything. They weren't trying to help the situation. They were actually creating the situation for what? Number one, to get everyone the bioweapon, have depopulation. Number two, they needed a way to cheat in the election to get Trump out so they can continue with the Great Reset, the Green News scam. And they thought this was the perfect plandemic. So everything they told us was a complete and utter lie, especially when you look at hydroxychloroquine. I mean, let's go back a little bit in time. Forbes put this article out and it says, hydroxychloroquine, a drug Trump promoted to treat COVID-19 linked to 17,000 deaths, estimates show. Fast forward to today, those published 17,000 hydroxychloroquine deaths, they never happened, coming from the Brownstone Institute. So back then, why would they lie like this? Because they didn't want anyone using hydroxychloroquine. Wall Street Silver responded to this and said the following. They lied about hydroxychloroquine. They completely made up the statistics that hydroxychloroquine killed anyone. Hydroxychloroquine has been around since 1955 and is completely safe. It has been used for treating malaria and other things for a very long time. The problem is that it was too cheap and no way to make a profit if it was helpful in treating COVID. So they lied about it. Plus, we wouldn't have the plandemic. Plus, they wouldn't be able to cheat in the election. Plus, they wouldn't be able to usher in the Great Reset and the Green News scam. Plus, they wouldn't be able to depopulate. So, did they really want hydroxychloroquine? No. So what did they have to do? They had to lie about it. And that's exactly what they did. But you can see everything that they've been trying to do, everything that they've been implementing when it comes to CRT, when it comes to DEI, when it comes to ESG, it is completely and utterly falling apart on them. Because remember, they never really wanted to do this while the people were awake. This was supposed to be implemented later on when the population was much smaller, there was chaos, there was death all around. It'd be very, very easy to usher in windmills, usher in the smart, small cities to house the people, usher in the solar panels, make people believe that DEI prevents racism, to make believe that ESG is good for you when you're investing. Because again, they don't want people investing. But you can see this is completely and utterly falling apart because the people, they're awake. Robbie Starbuck put this out and said, big news. Vanguard, State Street, and BlackRock have all cut down their support for woke ESG proposals. Soon, I predict they'll be cutting more. We're winning, and it's never been more evident. Absolutely. And it hasn't been more evident. And they're having a huge problem. Just like Kamala's having a problem with the abortion issue. The stories that she's telling, they're complete and utter lies. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, we are entering a new realm of tyranny. Our three-letter agencies, which were once symbols of protection and order, to seem to have been weaponized against us, the American people. To give you an idea of the gravity of the situation, consider this. The IRS has amassed an arsenal of 4,500 guns, 5 million rounds of ammunition, 621 shotguns, 539 sniper rifles, and 15 submachine guns. The Department of Veterans Affairs, tasked with assisting our veterans, has acquired 11 million rounds of ammunition. The U.S. Postal Service, the agency that delivers our mail, has a tactical team. The number of non-DOD federal employees with firearms, which includes agencies like the IRS, is 200,000, surpassing the Marine Corps' 186,000 members. If your government doesn't use deadly force on people raiding into your country, they don't defend those borders. But they'll use deadly force to collect your taxes, to enforce unconstitutional laws. Then traitors have taken over your country and taken control of your government, and it is now tyranny. Now, let me tell you about NMN. This isn't just any supplement. It's a game changer. A recent Harvard study showed that NMN can help reduce weight, cholesterol, and even blood pressure in overweight adults. This thing has been dubbed the Limitless Pill and can take 10 to 20 years off of you. It's like the fountain of youth in a bottle, but the FDA, they're trying to keep it away from us. Why? Because a healthy, strong population is harder to control. The FDA is attempting to change the status of NMN supplements to be classified as a drug, which would allow pharmaceutical companies to control it. This move is not based on the efficacy or safety of NMN, but is aimed at cornering the market and taking the supplement away from you, and having you pay 20 to 30,000 prescriptions that you can't pay without insurance. Now you can't go homestead and off the grid because you need your job's insurance to stay healthy, keeping you a slave to the system. In times like these, we need to be vigilant. We need to be prepared. And most importantly, we need to take control of our health, because if we don't, they will. So arm yourself with knowledge, stock up on NMN, and let's show them that we won't be silenced or subdued. We're in this together, and together we will rise above. I don't promote many people, but I generally respect these guys. They're fighters standing up for what's right. I asked them if they could offer a special deal for tonight, especially since we're diving deep into these topics. They agreed to an amazing buy two, get one free 48 deal. This stuff isn't cheap, so it's a great opportunity to stock up. I wanted my followers to have a chance to get their hands on NMN before any potential restrictions come into play. Black Force Supplements is ready to fight for this. They want to ensure that people have access to NMN, but who knows? There might come a day when agents are at Black Forest store trying to stop them from selling this life-changing supplement. So I urge you to check out the link and grab some for yourself. Go to blackforestsupplements.com/X22 or click the link in the description. Speaking in Georgia, Kamala had the crowd chant Amber Thurman's name and blamed her death on abortion laws. Amber died because of complications from abortion medication. Maybe while in Georgia, Kamala should chant Laken Riley's name, who was actually killed because of bad policies. Laken was killed by an illegal who Kamala's admin let into our country. So they're trying to convince everyone that the abortion laws, that's why she died. No, she was getting an abortion. It was complications from the medication, which is very, very different. But Trump, he responded to all the women to abortion, and he put this out on Truth. He said the following: women are poorer than they were 4 years ago, are less healthy than they were 4 years ago, are less safe on the streets than they were 4 years ago, are more depressed and unhappy than they were 4 years ago, and are less optimistic and confident in the future than they were 4 years ago. I will fix all that, and fast, And at long last, this national nightmare will be over. Women will be happy, healthy, confident, and free. You will no longer be thinking about abortion because it is now where it always had to be, with the states and a vote of the people, and with powerful exceptions like those that Ronald Reagan insisted on for rape, incest, and the life of the mother, but not allowed for Democrat-demanded late-term abortion in the 7th, 8th, 9th month, or even execution of a baby after birth. I will protect women at a level never seen before. They will finally be healthy, hopeful, safe, and secure. Their lives will be happy, beautiful, and great again. And you could see that the women, they are now rallying behind Trump. And there was an event in Virginia, and you would think that Trump was at this event with the number of women that were there, but Trump was not there. This was just women who decided to get together for Trump. And it's absolutely amazing. The entire country now is now shifting, and shifting like we've never seen before. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is this whole January 6th insurrection is completely and utterly falling apart on the deep state players. And it's getting worse and worse for them every single day because more and more evidence is coming out. And this is documented evidence. Remember, Nancy Pelosi already admitted that she should have went ahead and released the National Guard to protect the Capitol. So she admitted it was her responsibility from the very, very beginning. And now we come to learn that Milley was also involved. Travis put this out and said, in a shocking twist, new documents prove Trump requested National Guard troops on January 6th, and the Pentagon delayed it, and the Biden admin hid it. This is nothing short of treason. Every single member of the J6 committee should be tried for treason, along with Milley, Biden, Harris, Pelosi, and anyone else who knew about this. This is one of the biggest injustices we've ever witnessed. How are they still getting away with this? Julie Kelly responded to this and said the following. Newly released transcript of the DOD IG interview with Mark Milley again confirms the military was monitoring Trump's tweets related to the 2020 election and events of January 6. Milley, in violation of laws prohibiting the military from engaging in domestic law enforcement issues, kept a close eye on potential First Amendment activities and claims that Confederacy supporting Trump supporters would cause violence. This is batshit crazy. Then she said two things jump out here in Milley's DOD IG interview. He had intelligence Antifa would again cause problems in D.C. on January 6th. That's interesting. How the hell did Milley know on December 31st, 2020, that some Oath Keepers planned to bring weapons? They stayed at Virginia Hotel and did not bring into D.C. FBI and informants and Oath Keepers, including second in command. It appears the FBI then transmitted info gleaned from its informants to DOD and Milley. You mean Milley and the FBI, the DOJ and the rest, they're all working together? Absolutely. This is the entire criminal syndicate. And once again, you could see Milley violated a lot of laws and he was monitoring Trump because why? As soon as he put up that one tweet that says, go home patriotically and peacefully, he wasn't talking to the Trump supporters. He was talking to the deep state players. Once they disobeyed that from the president of the United States, that was an insurrection right there. That actually signifies there was an insurrection. And the only way you have an insurrection is against the sitting president. Who was the sitting president? It was President Trump. Remember, the election was not certified for Biden. He might have been the president-elect, Trump was the sitting president at the time. So they actually had an insurrection against him. And he was telling the deep state players, listen, stop what you're doing. All you Antifa people, FBI, Capitol Police, Nancy Pelosi, Milley, you know, Biden, Obama, stop what you're doing here and go home peacefully. Just stop. If you don't, it's an insurrection. And they didn't. They kept doing it. So that went ahead and that created the atmosphere where the military then took control because they were actually overthrowing the United States government. Remember, the military, Space Force, I do believe, already caught all the cheating. They have all the data. So they already know what they did on November 3rd. They were just watching the completion of the overthrow of the United States government over the overthrow of the duly elected president. Trump was telling them to stop it. Don't go ahead with it. Stop what you're doing right now. Because otherwise, if they didn't do this, the election results would have been sent back to the states and they would have looked it over and they would have said, oh my God, there's cheating here. Remember, the deep state players couldn't allow that to happen. They couldn't allow the results to go back to the states. So they had to create an emergency situation. And that's what Trump was telling them to stop. Stop doing this. Because if you continue, you just committed insurrection, and it's the overthrow of the United States government, overthrow of the duly elected president. And that actually activated the military in this country. And here we are today. Trump, he placed the resident in position. He's the commander in chief. And he allowed the people to see what their plans were. Their plans are to do what? Destroy the country, bring us to war. And everyone can see this very, very clearly. And this is why people now are looking at the situation going, okay, over the 4 years, I see it now. He accelerated their entire 16-year plan into these 4 years. So you could see it very, very clearly. And when people look at Kamala, you know what they see? They see a puppet. They see someone who's lying to them every step of the way. And what's very interesting, Kamala went on to Oprah Winfrey. They try to make Kamala look good, but it completely failed. Kamala went into word salad speak once again. She started to talk about how she owns a weapon. If someone breaks into her house, she's going to kill the person coming into her house. And then her staffers had to make an excuse that she was just kidding about that. And actually, during the interview, she said, I probably shouldn't be saying this. Well, what's very interesting about all this, and Nick sort of put this out, that during this interview, there was a teleprompter. And Oprah was using it. Kamala was using it. This wasn't a natural, just, you know, two people talking. They had teleprompters to make sure that they hit upon certain questions. Absolutely unbelievable. But Trump, he put this out and he said the following. A long time ago, Oprah Winfrey asked me to do her last network television show. The final week of her show was a big deal, and it was my honor with my family to do it. When I watched her interview yesterday with a woman who is destroying, through her complete and total incompetence, America, I couldn't help but think this isn't the real Oprah. Now, what does he mean by that? This isn't the real Oprah. This isn't a person that wants millions of people from prisons and mental institutions and terrorist drug dealers and human traffickers from all over the world pouring into our country. Kamala looked really foolish. Couldn't answer the simplest of questions on inflation, the cost of goods, on our very porous and dangerous border. No leader there. And Oprah just wanted to crawl under a table. Comrade Kamala Harris is mentally unfit to be president. She knows it. And so does everyone else. Absolutely. But don't worry, the IRS union just announced that they're endorsing Kamala, which means the central bank endorsed her, Cheney endorsed her, the staffers for Cheney, Romney, and the rest, they endorsed her. Don Jr. responded and said, the IRS and Dick Cheney tells you everything you need to know. Laugh out loud. Now, we also have 700 former high-ranking national security officials. They have endorsed Kamala Harris for president. So basically, the establishment. The establishment now is endorsing Kamala. Do we really want the establishment? No, we don't. We want an outsider. Actually, she can have all these people. These are the people that caused all the problems in this country from the very, very beginning. So why would Trump want their endorsements? He wouldn't. And they would never give it because why? They are the criminal syndicate. So the criminal syndicate is endorsing themselves. That's very, very interesting. Now, again, the deep state players, they're trying to convince everyone that Kamala, she is drawing in these huge crowds and she's just as popular as Trump. The only problem with that is that she's bussing in the people. Vanessa put this out on X and says, nearly 6 hours before VP is scheduled to speak in Madison, supporters are already loading onto buses to head to Alliant Energy Center. Trump War Room says, loading onto what? Buses? Now, what's very interesting, we have these individuals on TikTok. They decided to track the phones of all these people, and they've come to find out that it's always the same people that are bussed in. They're coming from all different states. I wouldn't be surprised if they are paid, and it looks like they are paid. And all these people, this is not a grassroots movement. This is a movement that is created by the corrupt politicians, created by the propaganda networks, created by Hollywood, created by the criminal syndicate. Take a listen to what these individuals said.
to get to some data from the Kamala rally.
5,003 mobile devices at Kamala Harris's rally in Charlotte, North Carolina on Thursday afternoon. It appears over 3,600 came from Georgia, mainly Atlanta, Georgia, and approximately 720 from Savannah, Georgia. So that's a North Carolina rally with almost 80% of the attendees being from Georgia.
After you do the math, that's only 600 or so local people from North Carolina that attended. That's all who shows up, and you're planning to what, get 80-something million votes again? Something ain't right. And then all these people come from buses, and it's kind of weird because at the Trump events, you don't really have like organized buses like that. People just kind of show up and park on their own. But at the Kamala rally, there's just these lines of buses at every event, which is weird. And a lot of the people are also the same people that attend multiple rallies. Can you read those tweets?
Any of the same ones from previous event, because this guy's tracking the cell phones, I guess. And he says 90% have been to 3+ rallies. 54% were even at Arizona and Nevada rallies.
So it's all the same people. And as we've said in the show before, Kamala's support is all fake.
Yeah.
It's all contrived. It's not very real. And that seems to be the proof.
It's not all. Obviously, everybody here has a relative or a person who like, oh, I'm voting for Kamala. I can't stand Trump. But there's a difference between voting against Trump and then going to a Kamala Harris rally where she's going to do a black accent.
90% fake.
Yeah.
You convinced me. 90% fake.
So this should tell you everything you need to know. Now, it looks like Kamala is doing very, very poorly in the internal polls. Forget about all the polls you see on CBC, ABC. These are polls to make you think that she's very, very close to Trump so they can cheat in the election. Those are cheating polls for the election, for the ballot manipulation. That's really what that's for. And Harris now has accepted a CNN debate invitation for October 23rd to debate Trump. Now, why would she need this? Because they're looking at their internal polls. They need a bump up. And they're thinking that, hey, we just need her to get out there. We know a lot of people will be watching. And maybe this will help her one way or another. But again, people are already voting. And she turned down the debate with Fox. So why would Trump go to CNN? That doesn't make any sense. Rasmussen Reports responded to this and said, Trump offered Harris 3 debates. She grudgingly accepted one that we now see evidence was rigged by the host. Now she wants another because she is losing the projected national popular vote. Bad choices have consequences. Trump actually responded to Kamala accepting the CNN debate. And he said, I've already done 2. One with Crooked, one with Kamala on ABC. He said, yeah, CNN was fair. But the problem is, it's too late. She had her chance. Take a listen to what he said here.
Group have seen what's happening to their campaign, and it's not going well for them. And they would like, just announced a little while ago as I was coming off the plane, they would like to do another debate. Although, good entertainment value. A lot of people say, oh, do it, it's great entertainment. I've already done 2. One with Crooked Joe Biden at CNN, and the other one with Kamala on ABC. CNN was very fair, I thought. Joe was driven out of the race. It was a coup, by the way, but he was driven out of the race. And they've been widely criticized by the radical left lunatics for all of the fairness. They were very fair. In other words, they won't be fair again because they took a lot of abuse from the radical left. ABC was 3-on-1, but I was given credit for having done a very, very good job. I appreciate that. We did a great job. It was 3-on-1. The problem with another debate is that it's just too late. Voting has already started. She's had her chance to do it with Fox. You know, Fox invited us on, and I waited and waited, and they turned it down. They turned it down. But now she wants to do a debate right before the election with CNN because she's losing badly. You know, it's like a fighter. She sees the polls. She sees what's happening. She's losing badly. But it's like a fighter who goes into the ring and gets knocked out. The first thing he says is, I want a rematch. I want a rematch. And I won all of the primaries. Remember, she won none. She went into no primary. She got no votes. Biden, in all fairness, I'm no fan, but in all fairness to him, he got 14 million votes. She got none. She's done 1 debate. I've done 2.
And he's absolutely right. Clandestine put this out on X and said the following. Trump did 2 debates on Democrat-controlled outlets, CNN and ABC. After Kamala ducked Trump on September 4th debate on Fox News, Trump went into enemy territory again and beat Kamala, even though she had all the questions and biased moderators. The Dems are desperate to change the calculus before November. They have their internal polls. They know they are significantly behind. They're trying to drag Trump into another disadvantaged situation. And Trump is not taking the bait. They can screech all they want, but Kamala is the one who is ducking debates and refuses to go into any situation with unbiased media. She cannot perform outside of structure and is only willing to go on outlets that are subservient to the DNC and won't fact check her lies. This is desperation from the Dems. And again, all the fact checking and all this, guess who's doing all this now? All the people on social media. So millions of people now are fact-checking Kamala every step of the way. So it doesn't really matter what these networks say because, again, they are debunked in a matter of seconds and people see the truth. And it's getting worse and worse for them as time goes on. How do we know this? I mean, look, Kamala is so afraid. Obama is so afraid to put her in front of people because they've seen this back going back to 2020 when she was debating and she was running against Biden and Tulsi Gabbard. She was a complete and utter disaster. She couldn't handle it. She couldn't perform. So what did she just do? Well, she decided to ditch the longstanding tradition that presidential candidates normally do when there's an election. And this is going back to 1945. Politicians have attended the Al Smith dinner to trade good-natured barbs and raise money for Catholic charities helping children in the Archdiocese of New York. Now, remember, going back to 2016, Trump was there, Hillary Clinton was there, and Trump was pretty much hitting her very, very hard with the truth about pedophilia, about her, the way she kills people, 187s them. And Kamala right now, she just doesn't want to attend. She's afraid. Now, why would she be so afraid? Think about it for a second. I guess she's afraid because her running mate, Tim Walz, is so stupid that he said the quiet part out loud. And Trump actually used it as an ad. Remember, they are the incumbent. Kamala has been there. She has created all these problems that everyone's talking about. Inflation, the job numbers going down, war that is happening out in Ukraine, out in the Middle East, the open borders, the destruction of our country. They have created all of these situations. And Walz was out there saying that we can't take another 4 years of this. Take a listen.
We can't afford 4 more years of this.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
This is how stupid they are. They're trying to convince everyone that Trump has been doing all of this for 4 years. He hasn't been in office. They've been attacking him for 4 years. Actually, 2 years, and then many years before that. He had like a 2-year lull where they didn't bring indictments. But again, is anyone really buying this? I don't believe so. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the House now, they have passed a bill to enhance Secret Service protection for presidential candidates after the 2 assassination attempts against Trump. Now, I do believe that the presidential candidates should have as much protection as any president because they're running to be the next president. We don't know who is going to be. I think we all do. But once again, you don't know who it's going to be. So you don't want some deep state player knocking someone out of the race. So I do believe that all resources should be directed to these individuals. And it's funny how they don't have any money for Secret Service, but they have billions and billions for Ukraine. They have billions for gender studies in Pakistan. They have billions for everything else except for what we need it for. Isn't that interesting? Now, the other thing that's very interesting, since we're talking about the assassination attempt, DeSantis, as we know, he created an executive order and he's investigating the second assassination attempt because this individual broke a lot of laws in Florida. And for some reason, the FBI, the DOJ, and the rest, they're all covering it up. They don't want to assist DeSantis in the investigation, his investigators. So they're covering up all the evidence. They don't want to hand anything over. Is anyone really surprised about this? No, no one's really surprised. You know why? Because it was an inside job. It was an op. These things just don't happen. It takes a long time to plan all this. Just like January 6th, it took a long time to plan this. Just like Israel making the pagers explosives. These are operations that take a long time to plan. So when you look at January 6th, when you look at the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping, these are plans. These are ops that took a long time to plan. When you look at the first assassination attempt, it took a while to plan this. When you look at the second assassination attempt, this took a while to plan this. Now, their plan didn't go as they thought it was going to go, but it takes a while to set everything in motion. And what's very interesting is that Champagne Joshi put this out and said, a new whistleblower has come forward alleging the second assassination attempt on Trump may have been a Secret Service inside job. And he's pointing to a specific area in this letter, and it says the following. Alleges there are known vulnerabilities in the fence line surrounding the course, places that offer a clear line sight to the former president and others playing at the course. As a result, the whistleblower alleges it has been a Secret Service protocol to post up agents at these vulnerable spots when Trump visits the course. That apparently did not happen on September 15th. Instead, the gunman was permitted to remain along or near the fence line for 12 hours, which means the individuals were instructed to back off. Remember, the instructions come from the top. The people at the bottom, they're just being told, they're just doing what they're being told. A lot of these individuals have no idea what's really going on, or they bring in the DAI specialists that have no idea what's really going on here. There's only a small select that actually knows what's going on. And the small select controls the situation and keeps everyone else out of the loop or puts them into different areas. And this is all part of the op. So I do believe, yes, this is an inside job. Yes, there are certain individuals within the Secret Service that are involved in this. But I do believe this goes all the way to the top to Mayorkas. Who do you think is calling the shots here? No. I mean, is he calling everything? No. There are people above him, too. But you could see how this works. And you could see how they plan this. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Representative Matt Gaetz, he revealed that there are senior DHS officials that has confirmed five assassination teams are in the country trying to eliminate Trump and security was not beefed up. DC Drainer responds to this and says the following. DHS knows of five separate assassination teams, three foreign and two domestic, who are actively targeting Trump and informed Secret Service well before July 13th. Knowing this intel, Secret Service still took protection away from Trump and gave it to others with very low target risks. This is why Kimberly Cheadle was forced out. She knew they were trying to kill Trump. She pulled resources away, and she allowed them to take their shots. Insane corruption. And yes, she was instructed to do certain things. She was the scapegoat. And remember, those people at top, they stay in their positions. And I do believe they're trying to make it look like the United States Secret Service. They can't handle these things. So we can't use the Secret Service. And maybe DHS and the FBI might have to work together to handle the situation. I do believe this is a complete and utter setup right here. And you can see it's definitely an inside job. It's a plan op. And they need to remove Trump. Is it working? Absolutely not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this has to do with the hacking of Trump's campaign, and they're blaming it on Iran. Now, I do believe most likely Iran did it, but where did it originate from? Do you think Iran just did it on their own? No, it was the deep state players within Iran. I do believe this is all coming from the deep state players here in this country, Obama and the FBI and the CIA. And yes, they made it look like it came from Iran. So when people look at it, it came from Iran. And Trump then could play this up and say, wait a minute, Iran is colluding with Kamala and Biden and the rest. And they want her to win this election. And they're trying to get my information and hand it over to her. Isn't this what they blamed Trump for back in 2016? So now when you look at it, you could see it's very, very clear. But Catherine Herridge, she has a couple questions. She starts off saying, what material did Iran obtain from Trump campaign? To whom at the Biden for president or Harris for president campaigns did the hackers send info to? What actions did the Biden-Harris campaign take? So on what date did the FBI authenticate the documents that Iran obtained from Trump's campaign? How did the FBI authenticate the documents that are Iran obtained from Trump's campaign? On what dates did Iran provide the stolen documents to the Biden for president campaign or Harris for president campaign? On what date did the FBI first inform Trump campaign it had been hacked? And yes, the authorities did inform Biden, that, yes, Iran hacked Trump and gave that information to the staffers. So Jim Jordan, he put this out on X and said, Iran steals Trump campaign data, provides it to the Harris campaign. That story disappears. Why isn't the media covering it like Russia collusion scandal? That's very interesting. Now we have Kamala in the crosshairs. She's now colluding with Iran. Should she be a viable candidate right now? Because isn't this what they said about Trump? He colluded with Russia to win. Now we have Kamala colluding with Iran to win. Should she step down right now because a foreign government is assisting her? This is very, very interesting. But Rothamus put this out on X, and this individual is pointing to an article, and it says Iran attempted to pass hack Trump campaign info to Biden. Rothmus put this out and said, and responded to it and said, if Iran, Putin, and Dick Cheney are on your side, you're not the good guys. Trump basically retruthed what Elon said. It said, interesting group of supporters. Absolutely. That tells you everything you need to know. And the other thing that tells you everything you need to know is that the deep state, they are panicking right now because Georgia right now is going to require hand count of ballots to confirm the electronic results. So Georgia now, they're going to actually look at the ballots. They're going to take the results from the machines. They're going to count the ballots and they're going to say, okay, the results don't match up. Wait a minute, these ballots are strange. Why do these look printed? That's very interesting. So this is going to make it very, very difficult for the deep state players to actually cheat unless they have people on the ground cheating for them and they're the ones doing the counting. Now remember, Trump continually puts out the message, you cheat, you go to jail. And remember, there's going to be lawyers, there's going to be other poll watchers on the ground. That's going to make it very, very difficult for those individuals to actually assist in the cheating. So that's going to be very, very interesting. And Rachel Maddow, and Patriots Are Control put this out, is having a meltdown over Georgia's new rule that requires hand counting ballots in the 2024 election. Now remember, going back in time in 2020, she said, listen, if there's going to be delays, it's perfectly acceptable in 2020. It's okay that we delay it, but as long as we get all the votes. In 2024, she's saying that the hand count is going to delay everything, and this is crazy. This is radical. We shouldn't allow this to happen. It's interesting how it's different. So what are they afraid of? They're afraid that the truth is going to be brought out into the open. And you could see the fake news, they're melting down over the new rule. Patriots Are Control put this out and it's pointing to the Washington Post, the New York Times. It says pro-Trump Georgia election board invites chaos by requiring hand count of ballots. NBC News, Georgia election board votes to require ballots be hand counted in November. And all the articles are pretty much the same because they're panicking. Liz Harrington put this out and said, Raffensperger's general counsel who helped cover up 2020 does not under any circumstances want poll officers to hand count the ballots. I wonder why. Why doesn't he want this? Well, number one, what happens? It stops them from cheating. It makes it a lot more difficult because when you're counting, you have lawyers and poll watchers watching the count. Number two, they don't want people to see that the counting didn't delay the elections. Because remember, this has been their argument. If we hand count paper ballots, it's going to take forever and we'll never have the results. But if you look at all the other countries that do hand count ballots, they do it in one night. We used to do it in one night with no problem whatsoever. So when people see that, hey, we counted the ballots in one night, no problem. It was very, very quick. We had a lot of people on the ground. We did it by all the different precincts. It was very, very easy. This is something they don't want the people to see because when we go to paper ballots, they won't be able to use this argument anymore. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster, especially when you have the minority group going to the voting centers with voter ID. It's going to show that everything they said that it was racist and all that stuff, that's going to disappear. So all their arguments are going to completely and utterly disappear. And it's going to make it very, very difficult for them to push their agenda saying that we need to have mail-in, that we need to have electronic voting. And people will now accept paper, accept voter ID, and one-day counting. So everything that they're going to try to do is going to completely and utterly fall apart. Remember, these are all roadblocks to lead the deep state players down this certain path. But out in Maricopa County, you can see they're preparing to cheat. And yes, all these different areas, they will try to cheat as best they possibly can. Liz Harrington put this out and said, Maricopa County Republican Committee sends pre-litigation letter to Secure 2024. Among other things, Dominion is using the same passwords in multiple states. Oh, and total control of the results can be obtained by any bad actor because the encryption keys are unencrypted. So wait a minute. This is very interesting. So they're using the same password. Anyone can have access. Are they hooked to the internet? Because that would explain the cyber attack and the manipulation of the election results. Remember, this is all part of their agenda. You can see it's now all coming together. And most likely, this is the direction that they're heading in. But the deep state, they already lost the election. How do we know this? Well, when you see the Amish in Pennsylvania riding around in their horse and buggies with Trump flags, you know that the deep state does not stand a chance whatsoever. It's game over right there. And what's very interesting is Trump, once again, is letting all these individuals at the voting centers, in the post office, if you vote illegally, you're going to jail. If you assist in cheating, you're going to jail. If the illegals vote illegally, you're going to jail. He's letting everyone know all these people will be going to jail, sending the message out there very, very clearly that if you attempt it, it's game over for you. And the lower level, the illegals, they're all having second thoughts right now because when the election is happening and they see the number of ballots that they have to feed in, they're going to question it and go, well, wait a minute. Wait, you want me to feed in all these ballots into the machines? Yeah, but most of these are, they know they're printed. This is going to look very, very obvious. I'm not going down with the ship on this one. Yeah, if it was one or two or a little bit like we did last time, that's fine. But this is way too much. People are going to notice. And look, I got all these lawmakers. I got all these poll watchers watching me right now. And in Georgia, they're going to actually count the ballots. So I'm not doing it there. People are going to have second thoughts. And this is why I do believe they are now leaning towards the post-election. And what's very interesting is that Stripes put this out and said, scared by violence, this is the headline, lawmakers plan for possible mass casualty events. Imagine the unthinkable, a mass shooting of members of Congress that leaves a large swath of the country unprecedented and shifts the balance of political power in Washington. In the current political environment, such an outbreak of violence is not as unthinkable as it used to be, according to the bipartisan collection of House members. The attempted assassination of members of congressional baseball team practice in 2017, the violent attack of the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, a dramatic spike in threats against members, and most recently, a possible second assassination attempt against former President Donald Trump, highlight the need for Congress to ensure it can continue to govern in the aftermath of mass violence. To address such a scenario, four House members, two Republican, two Democrat, are pushing an unlikely solution, a constitutional amendment that would allow members to replace quickly in the event of mass casualty event. So basically, if something should happen to the Republicans or the Democrats and they can't certify the election, there is no one there to replace them. It takes a very, very long time for governors to pick another candidate. And this would delay the election and the certification of the presidency. So basically, the D's, the deep state players, they're pretty much telling you, this is something we would like to do. This is something that would help us in keeping power where we don't certify the election, which tells us that most likely what they're going to try to do is they're going to have chaos at the Capitol. Which means when they say Trump won the election, but the elections were manipulated from a foreign entity, you're going to have Antifa, the D's out there, pissed off that Trump won. When they say they can't certify it because it was manipulated, they're going to have people dressed up as Trump supporters out there pissed off because Trump won, but they're not certifying. I do believe you're going to see an event most likely at the Capitol. Now, once again, Johnson is the Speaker of the House right now. It's not Pelosi. So they've lost a little bit of control there. And since we have an invasion in this country, and the illegals are going to try to make a rush towards the Capitol, does this allow the military to get involved? I do believe so. Now, they're trying to pass this to say, hey, we're going to only take 10 days to replace these individuals. But once again, do you think the deep state players want this to happen? Most likely not. Right now, only 27 states have responded to the survey so far about this type of bill. So I do believe this is something else that they're trying to do. And you can see how it's all starting to fit together. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know that this is something that they're trying to do. And again, you got to remember, if the country's attacked where there was a manipulation of the elections, it means the country's been attacked. It's a national security threat. They hit the national infrastructure here. And that means the military then is activated. And I do believe that activates the National Guard. It activates the military. And if these people are trying to storm the Capitol, well, the National Guard, the military will shut this down. And their plan will actually fail. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But I do want to go back to post 2263, September 21st, 2018. It says, fake news about to shift narrative against their masters in an effort to weather the storm. Panic everywhere. Patriots are ready. Enjoy the rally. So I do believe, yes, eventually what's going to happen is the fake news will shift their narrative as they see things start to fall apart. And this is not going to be beneficial for the deep state players. Because in the end, I think most of the individuals at the lower level, I think they're going to say, you know something, I'm out. Trump won. They're trying to stop this. The fake news was probably going to, you know, turn on their masters just to save themselves, because this is what criminals do when they're getting caught and it's all coming out. They all turn on each other. They start pointing the finger at each other. But the main deep state players, they will continue this. Those people that are hiding behind the curtain, they will continue this, because again, they know once they are captured, once it's proven that they are causing all this, it's game over for them. So they will fight to the very, very end. But you'll see a lot of people turn against them. The lower level foot soldiers, the lower level people that are in the House and the Senate. Most of these people probably will be too afraid, especially also those people in the fake news, because they don't want to go to jail for this. And they know at a certain point, they're going to have to say, you know what? The jig's up. We're not going along with this anymore, because it looks like they're going to be going to jail and we don't want to go to jail with them. And this is when you look at a criminal organization, this is when they start squealing on people. So I do believe you're going to probably see this. But again, you're going to see the deep state. They're going to try everything they possibly can to stop the election. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're leading down the deep state players down this path where in the end, it's not going to work, because once again, everything that they did, they actually created this problem. They created the military being involved. And this is all going to come back and boomerang on them. And they're the ones who are going to be caught in the crosshairs in all of this. And I do believe Trump, he's showing the people the truth. He's showing everyone. I do believe Trump, he wants to win in a landslide. And he wants to show the people of this country that the majority is much, much larger than you could imagine. And I wouldn't be surprised when the elections aren't certified because of the manipulation. I do believe we'll probably see lawsuits. You'll probably see it go up to the Supreme Court. And we might see the elections being done with paper, with voter ID and one-day voting. But we'll have to see how this all plays out. But you can see that the Patriots, they are definitely leading the deep state players down this path. They know the plan. They know what they're up to. And this time, it's going to be very, very different. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.